Beginning current daven sechdes erbin daf yud beis. We begin on amid alpha. Beginning taste the masses. Begin towards the gemara. The pasei chatsa by the boards of the courtyard. We try to machlekes in the mishnah chamer and b'liyaza. Chum say that the validation of the mother was a lechi. B'liyaza says you need to have two lechis on either side. Now the gemara brought, according to one interpretation, chum agreed to b'liyaza by the boards of the chatsa, where if it's breached to the place that's forbidden for it, then you need to have posts on either side. What bothers Taisa is Rakash, but there's a difficulty, says Taisa. The Gabi Mavi Noked Lashon Lechi, by the Mavi, for some reason we use the terminology of Lechi, which we translate as side post. But Gabi Chatzin Noked Lashon Pas, Bekulish Maitzin, the whole sugi, like our Taisa is the Menaschal, which in a way it's just picking hair on the word, not necessarily what the context of our Gemara is talking about, that it calls it by the boards of the Chatzir. Now, Avagav Dish name Mashu, although essentially both of them are just a minute amount. So Taisa just points out, it's interesting, why by a Mavi do we call it a Lechi, and by Chatzar we call it a Pas. Connects Taisa the Matzah begins with Zigmar, but Nachman, I mean, he has a different version, not that they agree, but rather Halacha Krebel Yezer B'Pas Chatzar. Halacha is like Krebel Yezer by the boards of the Chatzar. Which Taisa comes to explain that, why is Rav Nachman say Halacha Krebel Yezer, and it doesn't say Halacha like Rebbe, who also holds a Rebbe, like Krebel Yezer. And also that Rav Nachman is going on a Chatzar that actually, the length is more than the width. Because we had this machlekes, as we mentioned, the Blazer and the Chacham and the Mishnah. One version, one interpretation said the Chacham agree. That the second version, like our Taisa the Maschal brings, that no, the Chacham disagree, but the Halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. And the Gemara brings that who are these two opinions? That Rebbe is the one who agrees, and the Chacham are the ones who disagree. Now, so therefore, what bothers Taisa is the wives of Nachman say Halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer by Chatzir. Where, why doesn't he just say, and because Rabbi Eliezer is actually not only by Chatzar, he's also by Mavi. Why doesn't he say, look, it's like Rabbi, who actually Rabbi is only specifically by Chatzar? So that's what Taisa comes to say. This, that Rav Nachman doesn't say, look, it's like Rabbi by the boards of a courtyard. And says Taisa is why? Because the Hasavik Rabbi Eliezer. Because we find, and this is part of Taisa's question, we find that Rebbe holds like Rebbe Eliezer, because I mean, like the Gemara says, that the sages agree, and the Gemara says, who is that? Haina Rebbe. He agrees with Rebbe Eliezer. And so Taisa have a nicha tre, and that would have been preferable to say, because the iu ayab chatzer. Rebbe specifically talks about the courtyard. So if we're saying that Allah is only like one, like this opinion by the chatzer, so pick Rebbe and not Rebbe Eliezer, who says even by the mother. So that says Taisa's, still, Rebbe Nachman preferred to say Rebbe Eliezer. Why? Because he mentioned our Mishnah is, so therefore, when he wanted to say who the Allah is like, he mentioned the Tana of our Mishnah, but to say that Allah is like him, only by Chatz. Now, Taisa explains, the Tzarech, let me have to say, the Rebbe V'Rabbanan, this Machlikas we bring here in our Gemara, from the Braisa, we're going to do two different opinions, if you need to have one board or two boards, says Taisa that their Machlikas is B'Chatz and Rebbe's Plague. The Machlikas is by a squared courtyard, which is how a Chatz normally is. The Rabbanan side a little bit past Mashu. According to Rabbanan, it's not with one side post a minute amount. The Rebbe talks shnei pasim shoshnei Mashu. According to Rebbe, you need to have two side posts of just even minute amount. Because Taisa explains the Ibaka, yes, Arach, but please, if you were thinking the Machlekes is when the length is more than the width, then Kashu Reb Nachman, Reb Nachman, then you would have a contradiction in the opinion of Reb Nachman. How so? Because Taisa explains the Acha Pasik Rebbe, as our case of the Maskel illustrates, here he rules like Rebbe, which he says Reb Eliezer by Chatzar, which is essentially what Rebbe is, that by a Chatzar, you need to have two side posts. Now, at the end of the sugi, Reb Nachman says, "Naktini, we have a tradition. The chatzish arka yes al rachbo. That when the courtyard, if the length is more than the width, then he tears belechi mashu. That can be permitted with a lechi just a minute amount. Now, a squared chatzir is only permitted with a pas of arba. Now, if Rebbe disagrees also and says that you have to have two lechis, it comes out that Reb Nachman is like drabban, and that contradicts what he says here in our sugi." Obviously, their machlekes is when it's squared. Oh, but and that's what you need, either one or the other. Either two side posts, that a minute amount, or one side post of four tfachim. But he says, that a squared courtyard, that's what gets permitted with a side post, with a board of four tfachim. Which that's like Rebbe, like we said, that the Rav Nachman now is not a contradiction, because according to Rebbe, yes, a pas arba is enough with one board. So when Rebbe says you need to have two boards, is obviously two side posts on a minute amount. So therefore, Rabbi Yechanan, who rules that you need, either pasabo to mashran, that's like Rebbe, whereas according to Rabbanan, it's sufficient even by chatzar, even one board of even the mashu, like they hold like by a mother. Which Taisa says, udulaykei peirush hakonches. So therefore, this is not like the way Rashi explains. So peirush pasamach that he explains shortly, that what says Rabbi Yechanan says that the validation of a chatzar, meruach achas bedal, if it's on one side, it's with four tvach, mishtei ruches, mashlokan, that if it's on two sides, it's a manir amount this side and that side, which the Habak Rabbanan, that's like the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan Sagiba Pasach of the Mashu, according to Rabbanan, is sufficient with one board, even minute amount, could parash like we explained. Because if that wouldn't be the case, like we said, then Rav Nachman would be contradicting himself. Rather, obviously, that the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan is actually coming out like Rebbe, where the Hocha Hilcha said that's the Halacha, and therefore what Rabbi Zera says, that Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yasi, that you need to have three Tvachim on every side, which that was the Braisa of Rav Adra Avimi, that Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yasi. But Rabbi Yechanan, he holds to Rebbe that you don't have to actually have three, and so now put two mashus, that's like Rav Nachman, and that's who the Halacha is like. So Taisa said, that this Rav Nachman said, that Halacha is like Rabbi Yasi by Mavoi. Why didn't he just say Halacha is by Halacha like Rabbi Yasi by Chatzar? Why didn't he just say Halacha is like Rebbe, which he's specifically, explicitly only by Chatzar, and that's what he's saying Halacha is by? So that Taisa says, we prefer to say like Rabbi Yasi, who is mentioned in our Mishnah. And this, that we have, the Taisa then said another qualification, that this machlokes Rebbe and Chacham, that we burn the brayse, if you need to have one board or two boards, that's by a squared courtyard. Rebbe holds that you need to have a pas abo, or two pas and have a mashu on either side. And Rebbe holds that it's sufficient with one pas and even a mashu. And Rebbe Nachman and Rebbe Yechanan rule like Rebbe. But by Chatzar, that the length is more than the width, where that's like a mother, according to everyone, that would be sufficient with one board, that's a minute amount. And this Rav Zeir said by Tani Rabada that Rebbe holds a Rabbi Yisi, you need to have two boards, each one of them is three tefachim wide. That was that Tani, that Braita, that he held like that. But Rebbe himself holds that's actually sufficient with a minute board, and that's what they says that's not like Rashi, who he says that this that we say that you need to have a pas of Abba or two pas of Abamashu, that's according to Rabbanan, but according to Rebbe, it wouldn't be sufficient. Rather, that you would need to have three tefachim on either side, that's what they says, no, it's not the case. Rebbe himself actually does not require it, actually it requires only a mashu on either side, or a pass of Arba. Ketun next says, the matzah begins with the Gemara, Bechitema, and they begin to say, Medoifin Shiva, that the wall, if the area is seven tvachim, the Arba have a rev doifin, where, okay, then four tvachim is going to be the majority of the wall. And then it's going to be considered closed off. So Taisa comes to explain what the Gemara's question is of so then, meaning regarding what do you need this board of four tvachim, because the Gemara had a question from our papa. This that Shmuel said that, okay, the only way you can fix this chatzah that's breached to a makam asala, either by making, closing off most of the area, walling it off, or two boards. So the question is, why do you need to close off most of the area? Even if you only make one board that's at least four tefachim, that's sufficient, as Shmuel had said, as we had previously resolved this opinion. And if you're going to say, you're right, what does it mean walling off most of it is by an area that's seven, and walling off most of it is going to have four, then why do I need four? Then just close it off three and a little bit more, because we had a different halacha bravach that says that once it's ready, the opening is less than four tefachim, you don't have to do anything. So, this is a difficulty with the wording of the Gemara. The Gemara is asking, Lama li arba, why do I need a board of four tefachim? But we say that it's an area of seven tefachim, all you have to do is rev daifin, which is what bothers Taisus is that. What do you mean? That's exactly what the Gemara said. The Gemara says, you only have to do is rev daifin, which is, no one ever said that that's four. That's actually three and a little bit more. So the Gemara should have asked, lomali rev daifin, not lomali abba, lomali rev daifin. So every time Taisa explains the Gemara's question, is actually as a continuation for what the Gemara had previously been asking. That why does Shmuel say rev daifin, and he doesn't say that it's a pas abba? What it means to say is like this. That if you're going to say that the reason why Shmuel requires rev daifin is because it's a daifin of Shiva, and Bahashta now, we understand why he says Rav daifin, because Enoch Rabba, if he would only say, to close, to make a pass of Rabba, Lahav Mashmi'in Chiddush Yisim Ibn Rav daifin, he would not have been telling us any bigger Chiddush than the majority of it walled off, because most definitely, walling off most of it is less than four tefachim, that would be enough, and walling off most of it, and you wouldn't have to make a pass of Rabba. But the other Rabba, if that's the case, then to the contrary, Hashtu did not give daifin. Now that he said, and this is what the Gemara is continuing on that. Now that he's saying the majority of it is walled off, Havravusa Tvei says a bigger chiddush. The Avik Abdullah of Arba, that even though it's not even four sagits can be sufficient, Hoyel Veikar Rav daifin, since you have most of it walled off, if he would say Dalad, So you could have made the mistake to say that you need to have four even when the wall, the opening is only seven. That Tosfos says, no, that's not a good answer. That's the Gemara's question. Lomali arba, why do you need to have arba? What does that mean to say? Loma ate, why would you make an error? In other words, how could you have entertained to say that by an opening of seven tefachim, lahatzach arba, that you would think you need to have a pasav arba, and that's why you tell me that Shmuel had to tell me that no, it's sufficient with rivin, you don't need four. What do you mean? Even rivin, you don't need. Because Bishleisha Mashu Sagi, it's sufficient with just three and a little more, which not Raiv. Raiv would be, if it's seven, it would be more than three and a half. And you don't even need that. It's enough with three and just a minute amount. The Hashtala have a Tzarka for the Raiv Devin. Now you don't even need to have most of it walled off. Because Kivin Shet Smart, Av Marba. Because now the opening is less than Arba. And that's what Bachlis Halacha, that you don't have to do anything. That's what Taisa explains. Now Taisa is actually Yeshram the Gazi, that our text that. Their version is Lomali Rav Daifin. Why do I need Rav Daifin? Says Taisa, Lafiz Al Sashab Peshitas. Oh, now it makes sense. Very simple. Because that's exactly what the Gemara's question is, according to Taisa's elongated interpretation, that even Rav Daifin you don't have to have over here. It's sufficient with three and a little bit. And you wouldn't have to go through Taisa's whole interpretation. This form, Deloy Garci Rav Daifin. Now, there are some texts that don't have the Gemara's question, Rav Daifin, and not Arba. Rather, just the Gemara's question is Lomali. That why do I need to have, and the interpretation of what the Gemara is asking is, that's going on what we said before, of that you need to have Rav Daifin. And that's the Gemara's question, Lomali. And that the Gemara means to say, but Losa Mashasagi, because three and a little bit is sufficient. And says, but here, there's all the same idea. All the interpretations are coming to the same idea that the Gemara is asking, that here you don't need to have even Rav Daifin. So, Tosfos have explained that the Gemara's intention, and when he's asking Lomali Arba, is not really specifically on the Arba part, it's asking on the Rav Daifin part. It's just picking Arba because ultimately Rav Daifin is close to be Arba. And according to those who have the text, Lomali Rav Daifin, or just Lomali, so obviously that's the more direct interpretation of what the Gemara really means to ask. Why do I need Rav Daifin again, but not why do I need Arba?